can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, we've been dragged kicking and screaming into the new millennium because in the name of diversity, inclusion and equity, we got two women, or two people signalling as women at the microphones. We've got the very, very charming Sue Stanley, world champion, and your girlfriend. And we've got another girlfriend of yours who's a champion in her own right, not a gossip columnist, social media purveyor of social media. And her name is, we call her Phoebe, but her name is Fiona Byrne. So welcome, I'm going to say this, Don, welcome girls.
Oh dear.
I'm not offended.
You're not offended.
Well, no, what are not we offended?
Call us she, boys? Her? Can you call us boys? I'd love you if you call me
you
a boy.
You know that. I call
Anyhow,
you boys.
Anyhow, welcome. Now, Phoebe.
Yes, hello.
I have already preempted why you would be coming in, one of the reasons, because go on, you tell us what you've been doing this morning.
Oh, yes. Okay. So,
well, have you been doing that this morning?
Well, yeah. Well, I was supposed to do that this morning and it didn't happen yet, but it doesn't matter. But I was waiting to speak to a sexologist this morning, which was hopefully going to be enlightening and informative and educational. But
for who?
Well, for me and for you.
You got problems in that area.
Notice her microphone technique, Don. Remember what? I said she puts her mouth almost over the microphone as opposed to you who sit back.
Do you know who's got wonderful microphone technique? And we're going to interview him later. And I'm going to ask him, is it the fact that his nose is so big? But Russell Morris puts his nose over the top of the when he speaks.
That'll get us off to a good start. Ask, because you've got a big hooter, do you put your nose over the top of the mic? What? That'll get us off to a great start, Don.
But Sam, so if I could go back to the sexologist.
Please.
So I was going to be chatting to someone who is an expert in that field. Mainly because I'm interested in the relationships that we're seeing evolving on TV through Married at First Sight. And Married at First Sight is the show of the moment. 1.8 million people every night are watching this show in an era where free-to-air commercial TV is losing viewers at the rate of knots. This is the show that goes completely against the grain and just has a huge audience. And I want to know if you two have watched anything that's going on this show. And if you have, I want your review.
You make a very good point, Phoebe. My Foxtel broke down and wouldn't receive a signal, and I was forced to watch for the first time, honestly, in a decade, I was forced to watch free-to-air television. I was watching on, I think it was Saturday night, there was a show on Channel 9, a bloke was interviewing two women who had too much stuff in their house, too many shoes and too many clothes, and they were sorting them out what to throw away.
Space Invaders, I think that might have been.
No, the Hoarders.
How could you make a show out of that? There was this bloke standing there. He looked like seriously, and the two women, and they were sorting through this woman's excess shoes and clothes, and he said, well, you put the ones you think you might like over there or like to keep and put those over. And I thought, how could you make a show? And they said, right, well, we've cleared them out. Now let's bag them up and send them to the brotherhood or something. How could you make a show out of that? I'm thinking, seriously, no wonder.
Well, what's that got to do with Married at First Sight?
Well, Phoebe said, there is a dearth of good shows on television, and I'm giving credit to Married at First Sight because I watch it. If that is a blockbuster, good on them. It's a fantastic thing for the station. But it is nothing more, Phoebe. It is nothing more than a metaphor for the declining intellect of the country we live in. It is a disgracefully stupid premise, and I'm giving great credit to the show people who organise it. It's a winner, and that's all you can ask for, is having a winner. But honestly and truly, how to dumb yourself down to the lowest common denominator to watch people pretending that they're natural and that they're being themselves and hitching up for life on a television show. It is it boggles the mind.
I know you've been watching it.
I did.
Yes. So what did you, rather than just give me a generic dump of a bucket on it, tell me what you thought about some of the people on it, some of the things that you saw. Did you look at them and feel, oh, look, you know, that's obviously that's interesting how that person's being horrible to that person, or that person seems to be getting along with that person.
So that's the point, Phoebe. It is impossible, and I know this because I've been part of it for 30 years. I know it is impossible, although I was myself, it is impossible to be yourself when you know it's like the house. What's the
big brother?
Big brother. It's like all that, or in Survivor. It is impossible to be yourself and not know that you're being filmed and say things that you wouldn't normally say, or you would normally say, or you don't want to be photographed from this side on or that side on, or you hold your stomach in, or you wear stuff. It is impossible to be yourself when you know you're being filmed, and that's why it's such a contrived crock of nonsense. I'm once again giving great credit to the people who put it to air because it's fantastically popular. But I just say that is a metaphor for the declining intellect of the country we live in.
Look, honestly, I love it. I love it. It's a drama.
Married First Sight. You've got to actually go to the dinner party because they charge them up with alcohol first.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Then they relax and then they become natural and then the real people come out. And
oh, well, I haven't. Yes. And the trick is, of course, they
don't film a dinner party over, you know, you and I would have a dinner party perhaps over 2 to 3 hours.
Yep.
That's being filmed over perhaps 5 hours or 6 hours.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's
very long. Oh. And so it gives people time to, as you say, so you have a few drinks.
Get pissed. Do they take drugs?
No.
How do you know?
Well, I'm assuming.
I would reckon they would take plenty.
They relax, they have a few drinks, you know, and, you know, they get tired and people behave differently when
they get the Dutch courage to come out and confront the other people of why they're doing this.
Then could you get Don and I and Sue an invite to the after what is this party? This is the
dinner parties. Every week there's a dinner party.
No, it's on TV.
It's on Married at First Sight.
Oh, well, I didn't see that.
Sunday night, Sam. So appointment viewing. In an era where there is no such thing as appointment viewing anymore, it is appointment viewing.
Okay, Fiona, can I ask you a question? Because I did watch a whole series, so I could get across it. Now, hang on. It was quite a while ago, but there was one girl that I remember. Her name was Jess, and she had a bit of work done. She came from Western Australia.
She's my friend.
She's what?
She's my friend, Jessica Power.
She's your friend?
Yes.
Be nice now, Don.
Yeah, Don. Well,
no,
go on.
I don't care. I'm just... I thought you...
Well, go on. Stupid. Don't defame her. Don't can slander see,
I,
her.
I held you up. Oh. I can't... What?
Don't slander her or defame her.
No, hang on.
What did you say what for?
He's upset because I'm friends with Jess. Tell me, what concerned you about Jess?
The chicken's come in.
The chicken has landed.
The chicken Nixon.
Has landed.
It's Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Chicken Man.
Tell me what has happened to Jess.
To Jess. Okay, so Jess was on Married at First Sight in 2019. She really was very popular on that show because she was a bit of a mischief maker.
She got onto someone else, didn't she?
Yeah, she cheated on the fellow that she'd been matched up with on the show. And so she moved on to someone else. And at the end of the show, they were like, oh, yes, we're in love. We're going to stay together. And then after the show, because, of course, the show is filmed and then there's a delay before it gets to air of a few months. And then by the time it got to air, you know, they had the couple, her and her then partner, they put them on air afterwards in a live interview to say, well, you know, you've got through the filming of the show and we saw your happily ever after. What's happened? And then they had a fight on air and broke up on national television on a live interview, which was quite something. And since then, she's gone on to do Big Brother and Big she's Brother. done a reality show in the UK. So she has been courted to do the challenge for Channel 10. She's got interest in various reality shows from, again, from the UK, further shows in...
So she makes
and
money...
And she does OnlyFans.
So you had...
Only what fans?
OnlyFans.
So what's that?
That's the subscribed adult platform.
Shut up, Johnny, I'm talking.
It's the adult subscription platform where...
Adult
subscription. So nude photos, videos,
you
know...
She's into porn.
Well, I suppose
it's soft.
Soft. Yes, thank
on
you.
Your own.
Yes. There's degrees of it, and she would sit in the soft.
John, you're seriously, you're getting Alzheimer's. I'm serious. We spoke about what viewer only or whatever you said.
Only fans.
We've spoken about that several weeks in a row, Don, and every time you say, "Oh, what's that mean?" You are seriously getting Alzheimer's.
Do you think I'm suffering from what Sheehan's suffering from? Memory loss.
No, I think you're a person who has to do it. So I reckon we get you an account.
Of
and
what?
Get you started.
Start what?
And then that way you'll understand.
I think if that was the case, you would have to manage the account.
Phoebe, you just said that your friend, you were talking about it, she broke up, had a fight on camera.
TV, on a live TV interview.
Now, why would you think that would be? Because you contrive a relationship and then suddenly you work out who this contrived person is that you're trying to have a relationship with and you find out they're a dickhead. And then, of course, that's why it is such a false, contrived crock of nonsense. But it's very successful and good on it.
Well, the funny thing is, Sam, as contrived as it may be, with the door that's smashing in the background there, as contrived as it may be, there's actually been some marriages and some children that have emerged from Married at First Sight. So there's one, I think there's three
marriages
at this stage.
Yep.
And there's a young couple down in Mornington. They've had twins. They're still together. They met on the show. They're still together. They've got twins and they're getting married in about a week's time.
Oh, they're not married yet.
Not yet. And then there's another couple here in Melbourne. What is it about Melbourne? They're expecting their first child and they'll be getting married probably next year. So
I see. So there is an
element of success to it. As crazy as the concept
is. So the sex takes place just for the show and then they decide, oh, well, we might get married or we might not, but we've had some kids in the meantime. do you think we're getting it around the wrong way?
Look, it's...
We're just old farts now, I reckon.
Oh,
we just don't understand.
There is a strange leap of faith required if you're going into a show like that to truly try and find a partner. But most people, I would say, most people are on that show to find Instagram followers.
Fame. Oh, 5 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to get Instagram followers?
Oh, my gosh. In this day and age...
Everything's about social media.
For the majority of people, for a particular generation, life doesn't exist unless you are acknowledged on social media by not even your peers, just by numbers, by people, by a crowd.
Feigned importance, pretending you're someone you're not, being Andy Warhol's for 15 minutes in your life, vanity because you are insecure or you are
all of the above.
All of the above. It's pathetic.
It is.
It's not pathetic. It's the way the world's
headed. It's not even heading. It's the way the world is. But one of the things that I've found over the last couple of years that I've been back at the Sunday Herald Sun and doing, the event circuit effectively, the whole concept of social media, you get to these events and people don't actually communicate with each other. They don't talk. They just stare at their phones or walk around videoing stuff and, capturing content, inverted commas, and that's what is more important than actually having some form of exchange, whether that's a conversation, information, entertainment. Who knows?
Life. Yep, life experiences.
Now, can we indulge ourselves,
of course
Fiona, and we'll exclude the other two. Now, I happened to watch last night on Channel 78, the racing channel. It was a thing on a horse called Chautauqua. Now, that was a grey horse that was an outstanding sprinter. I don't know if you've heard of him, Sue or
no.
John. John certainly.
What you said, you were leaving us out. So go ahead. Make sure this is interesting.
Now, this Chautauqua was in a unique racehorse, very screwy. He refused to come out. He was retired from racing because he actually just stood in the barrier when the gates opened for the race. He just stood there. He said, no more racing for me. He went to Hong Kong. He won. He was an incredible... come from last. He was an exciting horse to...
went out to the airport and shut up.
Anyway, he's been retired and a girl...
Casey Bruce,
anyway, she's put him on the show circuit to give him another life. Now, I then saw something a few weeks ago about the horse is retired. He hasn't got the mental capacity to handle the show. Is this horse a screwball, Chautauqua? And is he dangerous?
Okay,
what
well,
a fascinating we'll shut up for between you. For the two. Racing why don't you people? Chat about that in the car after the show?
Go on.
How would that be possibly interesting?
Okay, do you think Don should just call me privately afterwards?
Okay, we've done, the last one we discussed last week was the modern pentathlon.
Yes.
And
I'm glad you remembered
said,
that.
And you said, but John said that they're doing away with the equestrian element. Did you see the girl from Germany who caused the controversy at Tokyo when she was, the horse wouldn't go for her? And he just stood there. And you being a horse person would understand the horse was...
person.
She is. She was a show rider and...
Many years ago.
And also looked after the polo ponies.
She was only the stockman's daughter, but all the horse manure.
Boom, boom. Keep going, Ton.
All the horse manure. Go on.
Anyway, what are you asking? So you're asking me first of all about Chautauqua. Okay, Chautauqua was a champion sprinter, thoroughbred. Not every thoroughbred makes a transition to the show ring. They're just not necessarily all built. You know.
Now look.
Fiona's done a story. And on Chautauqua.
I've been out and seen the horse. The horse is he's a magnificent horse. It's just he's, I think, just not suited
now,
really.
Now what's your opinion? John brought it up last week modern pentathlon being the horse element being taken out. If you didn't watch it, what do you think about that?
Pentathlon is. Look, the equestrian element of it is clearly coming out, and I think they're looking at putting in I think it's actually going to be some sort of ninja warrior type activity as part one of the elements, like an extreme obstacle course.
Okay,
that's definitely happening. I don't actually know whether that
with
might
horses.
Be no, without the horses.
Well, if you're going to don't lie then.
No, not, the horses are
you,
coming
not,
out.
Not you. If not you're going to take the equestrian part out of the pentathlon, don't say it's because the bloke smacked the horse in the mouth. Just say we don't want horses in it.
Why not just say that?
What?
That you don't want the horses
that's
in it.
That's right.
Yeah, just
don't
yeah, but that's a reaction. It's a knee-jerk reaction to an isolated incident
that
happened at the Olympics.
That's what I said.
And why judge it?
But maybe the sport
now look,
just needs to be evolving.
No, it's a traditional sport.
Now listen, we're just changing tack here. You're talking about people on the social media and wanting to be famous for 15 minutes in their life. A man has just walked into the studio. I don't know why he's here, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Sam, he didn't walk in. He scooted in on an electric scooter.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask him to come over here and ask him why he's in here, and this might be interesting. So this is the chicken. Ricky Nixon has walked in. Now come over, sit down. Sit down there, Sue. Sit down there, Sue. Here you are. Take the microphone.
This will be interesting.
I can share this microphone here. Now, why are you here, chicken?
Well, Sam Ewing said I could come back whenever I wanted to. I was out riding in the beautiful sun. I thought, you know what, I'll come in and speak to Don about anger outbursts that he took me up on last time we were here, Don.
You bullshitted me last time you were
on here.
Right? You didn't answer my questions.
What questions
you went
did
down
I
in my estimation, Ricky, because I held you at a certain thing, but after last interview
we've got 20 minutes to this because we've got to speak to Russell Morris, so welcome to join in anyone, but go ahead Ricky, get on with it.
Well, I'd question that when you played in 1976 and you captained your first premiership, was that on the back of your outburst and belting your own teammate?
Now, which one do you
talk? Glenn Fetch.
I belted Petchy. I gave him a warning. Do not do that again, Petchy. And he did, so whack.
So your anger outburst led to a premiership?
I don't know if it did.
Exciting stuff.
Well, see, you can't give me an answer. See, you're having a go at me and you're saying I can't give you an answer. And here you are.
No, I told you. I whacked him. I think I split his eye. He didn't jump into me from that time on.
So you whacked your own teammate?
Yep.
All right. What do you think of that now?
Fine, I'd do it again.
Okay. And what, 2 years later, when you captain your second flag, Crackers Keane and gave you a whack back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was that a payback?
It started because I ran at him at the centre bounce at a game, welcoming him to finals, and it just went on from there.
So your two big anger outbursts effectively
They weren't anger. Well, one was preconceived. Preconceived, because I thought I'd do that.
Premeditated.
And, yeah, so what's that got to do with things, Ricky?
Well, I'm just trying to make the point that you had a go at me about anger outbursts and where they lead to. I'm just making the point.
No, I didn't say have a go at you because you didn't tell me the truth. I can't handle people who don't tell the truth.
What, so I looked you in the eye and gave you a whack back, did I?
No, you looked me in the eye and gave me a lie.
Oh, and what was a lie?
Oh, I don't know. What are we talking
about? You claim dementia every time you haven't got an answer.
I've never claimed dementia.
Well, what are you claiming? You just can't remember. Old age.
Tell me this what was we 4 weeks spoke
ago.
About.
4 weeks ago.
If I may include Phoebe in this just for a minute. Are you inclined to... do you do stories on Ricky, or has he got too hot to handle in your columns? Or
No, actually, you and I haven't... I don't think I've written about you for quite some time, Ricky.
No, that's correct, Fiona. But I did have a... chat to I won't name him, very prominent person at the Herald Sun the other day, and he suggested it's time we maybe patch things up a bit, the connection between myself and the Herald Sun. And I said, well, I'm happy to meet at the table and we can have a chat. I'm not saying it will
happen.
What
have the Herald Sun done to you?
Well, the Herald Sun wrote an article, which in fairness they've corrected in the last week, back in early December, which was factually totally incorrect, and it led to a family member doing something silly. I'm not going to go into exactly what that
and
was.
And they've extended the olive branch. They might do it through Phoebe's column, and you might do a Rex Hunt interview on Ricky.
I could. But anyway, I don't... I'm not aware of that. What has gone on in the last week or so I'm not going to buy into that.
I'm not going to go further with it. It's happened. But, Don, I wanted to raise this with you. You're one of the true characters of the game. You'd probably not agree with that, but I think you are, and so is the bloke sitting across the table from you. And Fiona's a character at the Herald Sun, which is all they employ these days, characters. Chicken goes bang. But anyway, Don, character
side of
it.
That was a really lame bang.
Today's game of football, I know you probably don't watch much of it, just doesn't have characters these days. And tell me if you think this could be the reason. The one-on-one contest doesn't exist anymore, where we see Steve Silvani versus Tony Lockett or Don Scott versus Sam Newman in the rack. Why? Because the ball goes round and round in circles and goes backwards. There's only one rule they need to change in the game, and it's simply this: no kicking backwards. And it would bring back characters into the game and the one-on-one contest, and I want to know your thoughts.
Characters emerge just from their presence on the ground. Now,
yes,
you can go through, and then the media are attracted to them by their presence on the ground.
Yep.
And there's always been those bland personalities that played football. So everybody that has made a name for themselves had a presence on the ground or a uniqueness. They mightn't have been a good player, but uniqueness. And that's been instant, and it still exists today.
Well, there are unique people
out there today that the media are attracted to.
Well done, you two. Now, Ricky,
that's the end of that subject.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you watch Married at First Sight? Because we've got specifically Fiona in here to ask Phoebe to ask about Married at First Sight, and she was going to interview a sex psychiatrist who helps people get through Married at First Sight, I presume.
Yes.
And we've spoken to a sex whisperer from Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago called Alana, and she listens to the show, Don. She now listens to You Cannot Be Serious from LA. And I'm wondering why you need a sex... This is just window dressing to crank the show up. Married at First Sight, having a sex therapist, surely.
It is to... Okay, I'm not going to disagree with you, but for the purpose of the show, it is to help these strangers that have been paired together, married at first sight, to find intimacy, to work out a way to be intimate with each other, to actually communicate with each other, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually.
But if that chemistry's not there, how are you going to stimulate it?
Would you say these shows now, though, I watch 1 minute of them and go, this is just total bullshit. It's not natural. It's not
a successful bullshit.
It is a soap opera. What Married at First Sight is. It is an incredibly well-edited soap opera. And the bigger personalities on it...
The days of Big Brother don't exist. The real blues. The Warwick Kappa is getting banned from the show for...
Oh, you building reporters in the street, Ricky. That's the real stuff.
Well, that's real stuff, though, Sam.
I just said that's the real stuff. Now, listen to...
Actually, to that point, Ricky, honestly, you do seem to find yourself in all sorts of carry-on down in Port Melbourne. Why? Why are you constantly finding yourself... You know, battling away with photographers and journos down there on the street.
Because I like giving people what they deserve, Fiona. Don't you like that? You don't like a bit of a whack back?
Well, actually, no. I think if anyone...
You like criticising people in your paper, but you don't like it when you get criticised back.
No,
she's not fair.
I've always taken the line that if you're going to give it, you've got to be able to take it. And I don't have any problem if people have criticised me.
Ring their doorbell non-stop every 10 seconds for 3 hours, and you get told several times by not just me but other people, including police, to leave the place. You're hassling Ricky, and then when Ricky leaves the house 3 hours later to get some lunch and you get pushed in the back, that's okay, is it?
Why now, do you talk about
Ricky,
yourself
you've
in the
started
third person?
To go to the next level when you're referring to yourself in the third person.
Yeah, in the third person, really. What's going on?
And now I'm
fourth
just
person, sir.
If I'm defending Phoebe, she'll give it out. Oh, well, give it out, and she doesn't mind if you won't ever go back at it. And I've done this with her myself.
We have. You and
now,
can I
make a suggestion? Wrong
conversation.
I'll make a suggestion here. What I'd like to, we have a number of things to discuss. Mm. He's obviously come in to have a go at you, Don, Ricky, and he wants you to have.
I just went past and I saw you on the microphone.
Right. What I'd like to do is just gather ourselves because we're going to speak to Russell, and we're going to come back after. Whether anyone can stay or not, you and I can stay. If you could stay, that'd be great. And if you can, that'd be great. But we're going to speak to Russell Morris shortly. So we're just going to clear the decks, and we're going to come back, if that's all right with everyone. Well, if it's not stiff.